You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Everyone should be able to travel independently. Unfortunately, that is not always the case, and despite progress being made over the years to improve accessibility of travel to blind and partially sighted people across the UK, experiences can vary. Now, joining us today to share her recent experience of traveling from York to London is disability activist and author of Life of a Blind Girl, Holly Tuke. Holly, it is lovely speaking with you today.
Thank you so much.
Today we are going to be talking about accessible travel and independent travel. And you had quite an unpleasant experience recently.
I was traveling for a work meeting, and traveling is something I do a lot for work, to see friends and family up and down the country, go to concerts and all the usual things. But I had an experience that was possibly the worst, or if not one of the worst, I've ever had. I had pre-booked assistance on the passenger assistance app a few days before I was due to travel, and everything was confirmed in plenty of time. I got to the station and my mum very kindly dropped me off. And when I got to the station, I notified them that I was there and had booked assistance. They then told me to wait in the passenger assistance area, and then someone came over and met me. And the guy who met me said to my mum, "Oh, can you guide her to the platform?" I said, "Well, she's not actually traveling with me," because I thought, well, there might have been some confusion. And he said, "Oh yeah, that's fine, but I'd like her to guide you," essentially. Which, if anyone's not familiar, the passenger assistant, the member of staff, is meant to guide a blind or partially sighted person, because obviously that's some of the assistance that we may require, and assistance is very dependent on each person. So when we got to the platform, we were waiting for the train and just stood on the platform as you do. And then he really randomly said to me that if I'm traveling on my own and I can't see, then I should have someone traveling with me. And I didn't really know what to say at that point. I think I was quite shocked, because no one's ever really said that to me. Obviously, I've had negative comments from people in the past. And I replied and said, "Well, passenger assistance should enable me to travel independently, and I'm actually traveling for work this time, so it's not appropriate to have a friend or a family member with me. I'm sure they don't want to come to my work meetings." And he then said, "Well, if you are traveling on your own and you can't see, then how do you go to the toilet on the train?" Really inappropriate question. It made me really stunned. It's just not something you ask. It's really unprofessional. And then he said that if he couldn't see, then he would have someone traveling with him. Obviously, he was kind of comparing his what if to my reality, which I just thought, you know, everyone's different and you're not necessarily in my situation. He then refused to call ahead to my destination station, which was London, despite me asking him, and it despite essentially being the law for him to do so. And he then was a bit hesitant to guide me on the train, which he eventually did. And he promised to call ahead to London, but when I arrived in London, it was pretty clear that he didn't. So all in all, it was a pretty unpleasant experience.
How did that make you feel? Because you had some very personal comments there.
Initially, I was really shocked, because members of staff should have disability awareness training at least, or have some awareness. And then it kind of transpired into frustration. When I was on the train, I was trying to do some work, but I just felt really anxious because I didn't know what was going to happen at the other end. It's 2023. Why are people still having these attitudes? And it just shows that in many ways we are improving as a society, but there's still such a long way to go.
I feel like a big thing that always comes up when you're having to deal with sight loss or losing your sight fully, you lose this independence. So being able to travel independently is something that's meant to give you that confidence and give you that ability to live your life fully like everyone else.
When those experiences don't go to plan and things don't work the way they should, that can knock people's confidence, and rightly so. I mean, I'm used to traveling and I'm used to passenger assistants not turning up, and I found ways of dealing with that. But it does worry me that if someone had a similar experience to me when they were traveling, say, for the first time, or it was the first time they'd used that particular service, then That could knock their confidence completely, and no one should feel shut out from traveling because of people's attitudes or a lack of accessibility. You want, as a disabled person, the freedom and independence to travel, but most importantly, you want to be treated in the same way as everyone else, and you just want the service you expect. Surely, as disabled people, that's our right and our freedom to do so. I do think that there have been improvements over the years in passenger assistance with the introduction of the app, and now that saves so much time booking through an app rather than staying on the phone on hold for 30, 40 minutes. But adding to that, there is another element of the assistance itself, and all of the elements need to join up. It all needs to be one joined up service that needs to be stress-free, that people can rely on and feel confident using.
And I would imagine when it works well, it works really well.
Yeah, you definitely can't fault it when it works well. And honestly, it's such an empowering and amazing feeling when it works well. Genuinely, you feel incredibly independent and empowered. It's a brilliant service when it works well. We just need more of that.
So once you had some time, to maybe think about what happened, have you taken any measures forward?
I've done a couple of things. Once I returned from my work trip, I sat down over a couple of days and wrote an email to the train company, which was LNER, and explained everything in detail about exactly what happened. I also shared the actions that I, as a disabled customer, I would hope for in improving the service. Once I'd done that, I thought, well, you know what, I really want to do something for the blind and partially sighted community. So I shared a video on my social media just talking about how to treat disabled people in a friendly and welcoming way and highlighted that experience because I thought, well, if at least one person can learn from it, maybe change their perception or assumptions, then that's really important. It can feel really time consuming having to reach out to companies to complain or to share a negative experience with them. It uses a lot of energy and something we don't want to have to do, and many of us don't have the time to do, but it's really important to do that because if we don't, then they aren't aware, and I do hope that they can take positive actions from it.
Now, in regards to the response from the railway company, did you hear back from them after you sent your email?
About a week after I'd sent it, I got a response, which, to be completely honest, felt like it was very copy and pasted. They said that they were really sorry and acknowledged what had gone wrong. And basically, they just offered me a refund for my tickets. And honestly, that wasn't what I was hoping for. I mean, I knew it would happen, but getting a refund certainly was not the aim of why I wrote to them in the first place. So I obviously followed up and saying, well, okay, that's all fine, but I really want actions to be taken from this and I want lessons to be learned. And following that, as of doing this interview, I currently haven't had a further response from them yet.
Well, Holly, thank you so much for speaking with us on RNAB Connect Radio today.
Thank you so much.
Now, we reached out to London North Eastern Railway for a comment, and an LNER spokesperson said a full investigation is being carried out into this matter. To ensure our customers get the best experience with us, all LNER employees receive ongoing training. Our team prides itself on providing a prompt response to customers, but on some occasions, the provision of assistance may take a little longer than anticipated should our colleagues be delayed while assisting other customers. We welcome feedback from our customers who remain at the heart of everything we do, and we continue to work hard to ensure everyone enjoys the best possible experience when traveling with us. You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio.